Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Did you know that half of America is single? Hollywood has never produced anything like this before. The Dating Project, a groundbreaking documentary that follows five single people, ages 18 to 40, as they search for authentic and meaningful relationships. There is no script. There are no actors. These are real people trying to find love and happiness in an age of swiping left or right. From Empower Pictures, Paulist Productions, Family Theater Productions, and PureFlix, you can now own The Dating Project. Save the date by visiting thedatingprojectmovie.com and go a step further and help others in your circle date differently by partnering with Ascension Press. Visit shop.ascensionpress.com to acquire the companion study guide. The Dating Project movie is now available on DVD and digital download on Amazon, iTunes, and Walmart. Please visit thedatingprojectmovie.com for details.
My heart and mind are known to thee. Nothing is hidden from thy eyes. When I sit down and when I rise, and from afar thou art discerning my thoughts and hopes, my secret yearning.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death, amen. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, you know that the Bible is the Word of God. And the Bible has two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. So the Old Testament has 46 books, and the New Testament 27, so 46 and 27, that'd be 73 books. There's a book in the Old Testament, it's called the Book of Kings. And there's a very interesting story about a very, very bad king and a bad queen. The name of the king was Ahab, and the name of the queen was Jezebel. And they were really bad. So they decided that they were going to kill the most famous prophet in the world, and his name was Elijah, because Elijah told them that they're doing bad things, and they didn't like that. So Elijah was running away from them because he didn't want to be killed. So after he was walking for about a day, he became really sad, and he said, I give up. So he just fell down and he fell asleep. Now what happened was God loved Elijah very much. So God sent an angel. Okay, you know what an angel is. He sent Elijah, this angel, and Elijah was sleeping, and the angel took him by the arm and woke him up and said, look, you know, you have to eat, because you have to walk 40 days. So he'd have to walk like from here all the way to the city of Mexico. And that's a long walk. Okay? Or Yucatan, even further. A long, long walk. So try to imagine if you're walking from here, maybe to Chicago. You're going to have to eat something, right? Especially if it gets cold. So he opened up his hand, and the angel had a piece of bread. And he said, look, take and eat this. So Elijah ate the piece of bread, and he fell back to sleep again. So there he is sleeping, and once again the angel grabs him by the arm, and he shakes him. Hey, look, get up. You can't be lazy. Get up. So he got up, and he said, look, take this. So he ate another little piece of bread. And after he finished eating those two little pieces of bread, he walked 40 days and 40 nights with just eating those two little pieces of bread. Okay, that's a very important story. And has a very important message. Okay, eventually you're going to study in school what is called symbolism. Okay? Symbolism. Symbolism would be this. You have one story or reality that has a very important message behind it. Okay, we are like Elijah. And Elijah had to walk 40 days to arrive at the holy mountain. We're like Elijah. And we're heading toward the holy mountain. Now the holy mountain for us is heaven. It's heaven. If we really want to go to heaven, do you want to go to heaven? How many of you want to go to heaven? Well, I want to go to heaven more than you, I tell you. I really want to go to heaven. When God calls me, but I really want to go to heaven because I want to be with Mary, my guardian angel, and Saint Joseph, and the saints. I really want to go to heaven. But I want to go with you also. And I want to go with your mom and dad. I want to go with everyone. But for us to get to heaven, we have to eat. So if you don't eat, you get weak. Okay, say for example, from today until Monday, you didn't eat anything. By Monday, you're going to be really weak. You're going to be really weak and maybe even get sick. So your body needs food. If you don't eat, you're going to die. Right? Just a matter of time. If you don't eat, you're going to die. Our soul also has to eat. Many years ago, there was a famous rock and roll singer that your parents or maybe grandparents knew. And she probably had the most beautiful voice back around 1970. When I was 14. And her name was Karen Carpenter. Some of your parents, if they're brought up and raised in American culture, probably heard of it. Really beautiful voice. Karen Carpenter. And you know what happened? She died when she was about 40 years old. She died of what is called anorexia. Now, probably the kids in my class know what anorexia is? The little ones, I don't think you know what it is. Anorexia. Do you know what anorexia is? Okay, what it is, Gabrielle, is this. It's a psychological sickness. Usually teenage girls suffer this. Which they look in the mirror and they say, well, I'm kind of fat. No. Even though they're not fat, they look, wow, I'm pretty fat. So what happens is they eat less and less and less and less And then there's, you know, what happens is your stomach starts to shrink and it gets smaller, your stomach. Then you can no longer swallow food, but you have to be fed intravenously, like in the hospital. And then eventually you die. And that's how she died. She was a beautiful girl, but she was convinced, you know, I'm too fat, and she died of starvation. That's what anorexia is. I wonder if you can connect my idea, connect the dots. What is spiritual anorexia? You have to connect the dots, because there's a message here. Spiritual anorexia, what would that be? It's when you die because you don't nourish your soul. Don't forget, you have to nourish your body. You have a good meal, that makes you strong. And then you can walk and play sports, you can do your studies, you can help out at home, you can play with your friends. But you got to eat. And you have to eat good food, not bad food. Spanish, they say comida chatarra. We say in English, junk food. No? Eat junk food, that's not good for you. Now our soul has to eat. Can you make the connection? I'll give you a hint. You're watching it for about 25 minutes, my message. Your soul has to eat. What is the most important food that your soul can eat and should eat? Say it loud. Okay, the Holy Eucharist. Good. Okay, what is the Holy Eucharist? You know, the Christians say it's just a piece of bread. So when you go up and receive the Eucharist, it's just a piece of bread? Great, okay, he said the four words. Okay, let's see if we can all say that together. It's the body, blood, soul, and divinity of who? Okay, it's the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. So if you want to have a healthy body, you have to eat healthy foods. If you want to have a healthy soul, you have to eat very healthy food. Now that healthy food for our soul is Holy Communion. It's Holy Communion. Now, if you're going to eat every 2 days, it's not enough. It's not enough. Now, Holy Communion. Who can tell me the most famous prayer in the world? I'll give you a hint. Jesus taught us this when the apostles said, teach us how to pray.
The rosary.
Okay, rosary is the best prayer for Mary, but there's one prayer that's really, really famous.
The Our Father?
Okay, good. Did you hear that? She said the Our Father, or it's also called the Lord's Prayer. Now, in the Lord's Prayer, there are actually seven petitions. And one of them is, we say, can any of you guess which of those petitions I'm going to be telling you now related to my topic? I'll give you a hint. It begins with the letter G, then I, V, E. I'll say that again. G, I, V, E. Colby? Okay. Can you finish the phrase? Give us this day our... Okay, say it, all of you. Give us this day... Say it again. Give us... Once more. You know what that means? That you can receive the daily bread, which is what? Patty? Holy Eucharist. You can receive it how often? Every day. And I think these two mothers probably go to Mass almost every day. And I think Fran goes to Mass every day, right? And I think Maria goes to Mass every day. I go to Mass every day too, okay? Sometimes twice a day. And what they do in Mass is they listen to what the priest says, but they receive Holy Communion. Don't you feel good? Don't you feel good? So when you receive Communion, you feel really good. So I'd like to give you one last idea. You ever hear this phrase? It's a little proverb. You become what you eat. You ever hear that one? Maybe your mom said that. You become what you eat. So say, for example, after this talk, you went and you said, Mom, I want to go to McDonald's. And your mother says, okay, you can go and buy whatever you want. And your mom goes to the bathroom. And when she comes out, you've got 10 hamburgers, okay? And you're eating the 10 hamburgers and papitas and 3 milkshakes, no? Is that going to help you out? No. And next year you'll probably be 350 pounds if you keep eating that, right? So if you eat poorly, you're going to get sick. But if you eat the body and blood of Jesus Christ, you're going to become like Jesus Christ. Amen? If you eat the body and blood of Jesus Christ with love, with faith, with devotion, and confidence, and frequency, you're going to become like Jesus Christ. You know what's going to happen? This is the good news. When you die, Jesus says this, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life, and I will raise him up on the last day. It means this. If you keep eating Holy Communion, when you die, God the Father is going to say, hey, you look like my son Jesus Christ. Welcome home. That's going to happen. That's going to happen. Because you kept eating the body and blood of Christ, you become like Jesus, and God the Father says, wow, you look like Jesus Christ, my son. Come on home. Welcome home. And he welcomes you to heaven for all eternity. So the whole message today is this. If we really want to go to heaven, we have to love Mass, participate in Mass, and the most important thing is receive Holy Communion with a lot of love. Is that clear? So I'm going to give you a blessing, and we're all going to be leaving the church. Is there any announcements? Okay, Adnell will do the announcement. We're going to say a Hail Mary. I'll give you a blessing, and then Adnell will give you an announcement. Okay, please stand up. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I can be seated for 2 minutes.
Thank you, Father.
Has broke my heart and mind. Upon me thou hast laid thy hand. O Lord, how could I understand?
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.